Gary Merritt, a great win for Milford. Firstly, tell us a little bit about the second goal.
Well, I was lucky enough, to be honest. There's days that them could just go over the bar or whatever, could be off the line, but thankfully today it went in.
Yeah. So looking at the game in general, you know, you were behind early on. You had to dig deep, but ultimately, I'm sure you feel you deserved the 3 points.
The boys battled very hard today. It was a team performance more than anything. We're missing a lot of boys, and we had a few back today, and every one of them, even the boys came off the bench, put in a massive shift.
In the first half, you had a couple of efforts yourself, and as you came towards half-time, there was that good chance Corey Lee had. Going into the second half, what had Noel said at half-time in the dressing room?
To be fair, he didn't go too hard on us, because everybody was battling that hard, and there was a goal coming. It was just a matter of time, but thankfully we got two in the end up.
And to score so quickly after half-time, I mean, put you right back into things.
It was great having Cahill back out there today. Cahill's always a goal threat, and it was a very important goal to get us back in the game again.
So you got the corner and you took it. So what exactly happened? It just deceived everyone.
I seen a gap at the front post, and I thought if I hit that area, hopefully someone will make a run towards that, but it got enough bend in that it just creeped in.
So points in the bag, back down the Moss Road. I suppose the thing now is to follow it up and get another win in your next outing.
Exactly. If you have to win the next one, it's all about the next one now, so it is.
Great. Thanks a million. We'll turn now to Noel Gillespie, the manager of Milford. Noel, never easy to come here, but a big smile on your face. That's a great 3 points.
Today was a massive 3 points because we started with two defeats, and with a break next week, and to go into that break without any points would have been a hard thing for boys to get demotivated for the season. And even so, the 3 points is massive for us for the season. Just trying to kickstart it with so many boys missing at the minute. So that was a massive 3 points.
You couldn't have got off to a worse start, a goal down in the first minute.
No, again, we just slow out of the blocks. We didn't close them down. And we just caught cold in the first couple of minutes. And it was a good ball in, and Jay Curran reacted quicker than any of our boys. So it probably was a wake-up call. But after that, I thought we steadied the ship okay. And we were well in the game in the first half. And Coy Lee had an excellent chance and obviously hit the crossbar. But we felt at half-time that we were in a game here, but we had to our idea was to stay in the game for the first 20 minutes of the second half, and Cahill got that goal after the 3 minutes, which was to give us a massive boost altogether.
And then the second goal, direct from a corner, don't see that too often.
No, you don't see it too often. Gary has the ability to whip the ball in, and some days that they can go for you, other days it's cleared, and you were saying, well, you know, get more height on it, but at the day, you get your backs some days and other days you don't, and we got the backs today.
An all-round team performance, but a couple of players did really stand out. Young Killian McBride, a real prospect.
Yeah, like the second, once we went 2-1 up, I mean, it was all about work rate then. And I mean, Killian, he's 18, like he's playing middle midfield. It's the second full season, and he's absolutely brilliant. His work rate, if every else could have played, has the work rate. And he's just so much a ability in the ball too, but he was outstanding, along with Cahill and Owen O'Donnell came in for the first time. Midfield two, the three boys, I thought were very good full on midfield.
Now, the closing 10-15 minutes, you're on the back foot, you were hanging on, and John Matthews pulled off a number of really decent saves.
Yeah, I mean, Killian was dodgy coming into today's game, and John came as backup, but they pushed forward up front, and we were under an awful lot of pressure in the last 20 minutes, which was expected, but for John, the saves he pulled off, I mean, he was getting strong hands and balls around the posts, and I mean, they were just a top-class saves. But John's a very, very good goalkeeper, and we're lucky to have a backup like him for Killian.
So, after the two defeats, you've got the points on the board now, and, you know, I suppose it takes a little bit of the pressure off, because you wouldn't have wanted to have gone into a fourth game still seeking a point.
No, because, I mean, an awful lot of these games in this division this year, I feel they're going to be 6-pointers, especially against the bottom 5 or 6 teams. And to go into the break with no points would be very, very difficult to respond for it. So hopefully now with a bit of break, and then the next week, and then we'll fan it the following week. Well, hopefully we'll get everybody back in. We'll get a run at it in October, and maybe get points on the boards, and we'll see, you see where you are then, like, because there's no easy games in the Premier Division, or any league this year.